Greg and Company. Time for the lighter side. Brought to you by the good folks at Farmington Bank.
Oh, yeah, IHOP, because you were complaining about pumpkin spice yesterday.
Yeah.
IHOP just created pumpkin spice beer.
All right, enough already with the pumpkin spice.
And they even use batter from their pancakes as part of the recipe, which, by the way, isn't it National Pancake Day today?
Yes.
So today would be the good day to go.
How about yams spice coffee?
Not a hit.
All right.
Okay, Bill Cosby, where is he going to be?
You'll see.
Serving his time. He's in Pennsylvania at this brand new state-of-the-art...
I thought you said it was Phoenix.
It's called the SCI Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
But it's in Pennsylvania. Maximum security prison.
Yeah.
He got one of the 3,830 beds.
Why does he need maximum security? Where the hell's he going to go?
I think he couldn't even escape. He's going to be...
It's like in his 80s. It would take him 5 days to walk a mile.
Hey, Gary, prisoners can exercise at the gym, attend classes in more than 30 rooms.
Wow.
Visit the barbershop and attend chapel services.
That's a good thing. And he gets a job 6 cents a day.
It's like a retirement community. It's fabulous.
Fantastic.
Is
he going to be in Gen Pop or is he going to be in a private cell by himself?
It said he got one of the 3,000 plus beds, so it sounds like he gets a bed to himself.
That would be good.
But I think there's a cellmate right next to him in the next cell over.
Because they're going to needle him to death.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
This Is Us came back last night.
Amazing.
And everyone is making the same amount now. They all got pay raises, but apparently Milo Ventimiglia was making pretty much more than everybody else. And Chrissy Metz, so Milo was getting 115 per episode.
Yeah.
And Chrissy was only getting 40,000 per episode. Now they're all getting 250,000 per episode, so like 4.5 million per season.
And let me show you a picture. This is me not watching This Is Us.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a pumpkin spice latte that you're holding? And I feel like the story of the day is this rapper, Lil Xan, who somehow managed to overdose on Flamin' Hot Cheetos. He literally...
Now, have you tried Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
You're kidding? We have them down in the lunch.
You've had them.
Love them.
Are they really that spicy?
I mean, they're spicy.
They have a little kick.
They have a kick. He ate so many, end up in the hospital. I'm wondering, how many do you have to eat? How many Flamin' Hot Cheetos do you have to eat to
Let's have a test.
I don't have a gallbladder anymore.
Start it on the internet right now. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos Challenge.
Yum.
I challenge you.
Do it and share your videos. But what if they end up in the hospital? They sue us.
Well, and you know.
Challenge is off.
Yeah.
Never mind.
God.
That's like 5, 6, 7, 10 full-size bags. Come on.
He'd have to really be eating them nonstop for 3 days or something.
He had to have been doing something prior to get the munchies like that.
Exactly. Lil who now? Lil?
I think Little Xanax, shortened to Little Xan.
Does he have anything to do with Wayne? Lil Wayne?
I don't know.
Lil?
I have no idea.
Why don't all the Lils get together and have a convention?
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.